Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Declutter. Now, let's be real for a second. We all love that sweet, sweet dopamine rush. But sometimes, the things we do to chase it can actually leave us feeling drained, stressed, and, frankly, a little bit off. Today, we're diving into something super important. How your budget can directly impact your mental health and well-being. I know, budgets can sound about as exciting as watching paint dry, but trust me, this is where the real magic happens. When you align your finances with your values and priorities, when your money actually works for you, not against you, it creates a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life, including your mental state. Ever felt anxious scrolling through social media seeing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives? You know that feeling when you compare yourself and start to feel inadequate? Well, sometimes those feelings are fueled by financial insecurity or the pressure to keep up with appearances. This isn't about living a minimalist lifestyle. It's about conscious spending that fuels your happiness and peace of mind. So, how do we create a budget that actually supports our mental well-being? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. It starts with self-reflection. Before you even touch a spreadsheet, take some time to really understand yourself. What brings you joy? What are your non-negotiables? What drains your energy and makes you feel stressed? This is about identifying your values and aligning your spending with them. Maybe it's spending more on experiences that create lasting memories, or investing in your mental health through therapy sessions or mindfulness practices. 2. The power of no. This one's tough, but so important. Learning to say no to things that don't align with your values or goals is crucial for financial and mental well-being. It's about protecting your time, energy, and resources. Think about those impulse purchases you regret later. They often stem from a place of trying to fill an emotional void rather than genuine need. 3. The art of prioritization. We all have limited resources, both financially and emotionally. So, learn to prioritize what truly matters. This doesn't mean depriving yourself. It means making conscious choices about where your money goes and ensuring that those investments support your overall well-being. Maybe that means cutting back on subscription services you barely use to free up funds for a vacation that rejuvenates you, or allocating more towards healthy meals that boost your energy levels. 4. Celebrate the small wins. Budgeting doesn't have to be about deprivation. It's about creating a system that works for you and allows you to enjoy life without feeling overwhelmed by finances. Celebrate those small victories, sticking to your budget for a month, paying off a credit card, or reaching a savings goal. These wins fuel motivation and keep you on track. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to do this alone. Talking to a financial advisor or therapist can provide valuable guidance and support. They can help you create a personalized plan that addresses your unique needs and goals. Let me give you a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who constantly felt stressed about her finances. She was spending impulsively on trendy clothes and eating out too much, leaving her feeling depleted and anxious. When she started prioritizing experiences over material possessions and focused on cooking healthy meals at home, she noticed a dramatic shift in her mental state. She felt more grounded, energized, and in control of her life. This is the beauty of aligning your budget with your well-being. It's not just about numbers. It's about creating a life that feels good. So, here are your key takeaways. Self-reflection. Saying no to things that don't serve you, prioritizing what matters, celebrating small wins, and seeking support when needed. Remember, money isn't the root of all evil. It's how we manage it that can impact our mental well-being. you have the power to create a budget that fuels your happiness, reduces stress, and allows you to live life to the fullest. Now go out there and declutter those finances, one step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from this wisdom. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, your mental health is worth every penny.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.